Welcome to Hold My Reg, a Quill and Sword podcast brought to you by the Administrative and Civil Law Department at the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School. Administrative law may not always make the headlines, but it is the invisible force that maintains discipline, ensures fairness, and ultimately keeps our military running smoothly. Get ready for another insightful discussion, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome back to another episode of Hold My Reg. I'm Major Alexandra Bearden, a professor in the Administrative and Civil Law Department at the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School, and today we'll be exploring an exciting new internship program for law students, and it's called the Army's JAG Corps Summer Associate Program. The Army's JAG Corps Summer Associate Program just completed its inaugural year, where 22 law students were placed in legal offices all across the country. The purpose of the Summer Associate Program is to give aspiring lawyers an opportunity to learn what Army civilian attorneys do in the JAG Corps, and the focus here is on civilian attorney recruiting. It's separate and apart from the traditional Army JAG Corps program aimed at recruiting active duty Army and Reserve component judge advocates. Two L's and one L's may apply. So today I have the opportunity to speak with Anna Salter. Anna was assigned to Fort Jackson this summer as a summer associate, and today she's here to share her experiences. Anna, thank you for joining me.
Major Bearden, thank you so much. I'm a 3L at the University of South Carolina, Joseph F. Rice School of Law, and I spent the summer at Fort Jackson as a JAGC summer associate. I went to law school primarily because I wanted to be involved in the community and give back to people. So this summer, I spent time with the Army civilian attorneys, learning about what they do every day and kind of what that world looks like. It was a very hands-on experience as I sat in on client interviews, researched SVC hot topic issues, worked on contract disputes, went to ethic meetings, and we also worked on environmental law issues. It was truly an incredible experience, and I had no idea that civilian attorneys did so much to support the Army, and so it was very enlightening to get to experience.
Wow, that is so fantastic. Anna, how did you learn about the Army JAG Corps Summer Associate Program, and what would you tell others who are considering applying?
I would tell others that it is an absolutely fantastic opportunity to network and just see the practice of law in a light that you don't get to see in law school. Definitely anyone who is interested or thinks they could be interested should apply. So this summer, I interacted daily with Army judge advocates and civilian attorneys who work together to support the Army mission. And during this experience, I was just struck by how collegial everyone was. I wasn't the only intern in the office. There was another summer associate, Jack Long, as well as interns who were interested in a career in the military as an active duty judge advocate. I applied to the summer associate program after learning about the opportunity through the University of South Carolina's Law School Career Services Office. The application was pretty straightforward. It was just a statement of interest, a resume, and three professional references, as well as transcripts. And the application process included an interview with a panel of Army attorneys.
And what did you take away from the internship?
I walked away from this internship knowing that I would like to become an Army civilian attorney. I had an immense passion for it as I was doing it this summer. And as I finish my last year in law school and study for the bar, I'm interested in ladder positions in the Army JAGC. I'm in regular contact with Ms. Gentile in civilian personnel law and will be carefully watching for opportunities on USA jobs as they hopefully begin to open up.
Anna, is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about the Summer Associate Program?
Yes. So this summer, I really had an opportunity to be mentored. Ms. Dorothy Edgerton, who is the senior civilian at Fort Jackson, was not only my supervisor during the summer, but she has truly become a mentor to me. Dorothy has proven to be invaluable, offering insights into the nuances of the law and providing guidance on my legal career. It was an opportunity to learn from professionals who have a deep understanding of both the law and military operations, and it was truly invaluable to me as a person and in my legal career.
Anna, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy final year of law school to chat with me today. I really appreciate your time, and I hope to see you in the future as an Army civilian. Wow, what a great opportunity for law students. Not only for the valuable legal experiences that they'll gain, but also the mentorship and chance to work closely with experienced civilian attorneys throughout the course of the program. Speaking of experienced civilian attorneys, I'm very fortunate to be joined here today by one, and her name is Ms. Dorothy Edgerton. So Ms. Edgerton was involved in the Summer Associate Program very early on.
Ms. Edgerton, can you tell us a little about the Summer Associate Program from your perspective?
Thanks, Major Bearden. I'd love to. I am the senior civilian at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and I've worked as an Army civilian for 32 years now. As the Army JAG Corps Summer Associate Program was stood up, I was invited to sit in on the interview panel with Ms. Sarah Ford and Colonel Jen Wagner, both amazing people. Together, we interviewed more than 50 law students for the Army JAG Corps Summer Associate Program, which was a huge number. We were surprised. Many of the law students we interviewed had no idea there were opportunities for civilian attorneys like myself in the Army. And now the Summer Associate Program is attracting young practitioners into our civilian ranks, which is absolutely fantastic news.
And Ms. Edgerton, Fort Jackson hosted Anna Salter this summer. How were her experiences different from other JAG Corps interns?
Yes, we did host Anna as a summer associate. We were also lucky enough to host Jack Long as a summer associate, as well as several traditional JAG Corps interns. Jack and Anna's internship was different in that they shadowed civilian attorneys and as a consequence worked in areas that included legal assistance, contracts, claims, environmental law, and ethics. Those are all traditional paths for civilian attorneys, as opposed to military justice, which is traditionally only done by military judge advocates. In an interesting twist, 11 of the summer associates who spent the summer with civilians following them submitted their application for the Army JAG Corps Early Decision Program and were accepted. But from my opinion, and perspective, regardless of the path those summer associates have taken, it's a win for the Army JAG Corps recruiting overall because we're all one team.
Wow, that is a win for Army JAG Corps recruiting. What do you see the future of the program looking like?
Well, I think based on the success we had last summer, the summer associate program is here to stay. And I'm happy to hear there's discussion that in 2025, funding will increase, which will enable us to offer more opportunities to eager young law students. So I say, bring it on.
It's clear after speaking with Anna and Ms. Edgerton that the Army JAG Corps Summer Associate Program offers much more than just a summer internship. The program is an opportunity to build professional relationships and be part of a team while completing meaningful and rewarding work. Well, that wraps up our episode today on the Army JAG Corps Summer Associate Program. The 2025 Summer Associate Program application for 2Ls is currently closed, but the 1L application will be available starting in January. So if you or anyone you know are interested in applying, please check out the Army JAG Corps website or share this podcast. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay informed, and most importantly, stay tuned. I'm Major Alexandra Bearden, and you've been listening to Hold My Rag.
This episode of Hold My Rag is brought to you by the Administrative and Civil Law Department at the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School. The views presented in this episode are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent the views of the Department of Defense or its components, the Department of the Army, or the Judge Advocate General's Legal Center and School. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned for another episode of Hold My Rag.